There were whole crowds of people who listened to Jesus. And when he spoke about God, some of them said, "What's he talking about? That's not the God that I learned about. That's not the God that I've prayed to." It must have been a terribly uncomfortable feeling. And some people, when they felt that, said, "Well, it's time for me to do some work, to pay better attention." Some just got up and left because they didn't like their sense of security, even though misplaced, being taken away. You want to see what that feels like? We'll do it today. We hear the parable about the man who hires people at different times during the day. Some people hear that parable and they say, "You know what it's about? It's about wages. And what's a fair wage? And these people who worked all day should get more." Well, it's not about wages, because our God isn't a God of fairness. In case you haven't noticed, bad things happen to good people. God doesn't follow some arbitrary idea of fairness that we worship, unfortunately. You hear people constantly saying, "That's not fair," as if somehow that's some holy belief. It just isn't. Others who were a little more aware of the situation at the time of Jesus said, "You know what this parable is about? It's about the Jewish people who had been loyal to God from the beginning. And should they have to get the same reward as the Gentiles who only later came to believe in God?" And of course, they're promoting their own agenda. They want something more. What God is offering in this parable is his love, given generously. Are you one of those who believes there's something more than God's love? Something more than God's love? What would it be? The stuff of our lives? That's not more. That's just a part of our existence. The gift that we're given in this parable is God's love. And here's what I know you already understand. This parable is about the last judgment. There are those who come to God at different times, and they're all accepted to come and be a part of the vineyard and work and be a part of God's love. Do you like that idea? Because that's what it's about. But there are a lot of people who are going to sit here today and say, "I don't know if I believe in a God that loves everybody the same. My God loves me more because I'm better. I'm holier. I've been at this for a long time. And these people who just come along late to church, they don't really care. I do. So I'll get a bigger reward in heaven. I'll get a bigger mansion." Well, it's just not true. The greatest gift there is to be a part of God's life and a part of his love. And he gives that to you. He offers it to you. It's there. He doesn't weigh what you've done and decide it's better than somebody else. But you know what people have the hardest time with? "I don't want to be treated equally. I think I'm better than others." So don't tell me we're all going to be treated the same, that God loves you as much as God loves you as much as God loves you. I don't like that idea. I believe God loves me more. Well, it's just not real. It's not the God that Jesus taught the people about. He came to teach them that every one of them was loved and forgiven and would be in eternal life with God forever. But we seem to believe that when we walk through the pearly gates, we're going to get to say, "You're there? How'd you get there? My judgment is that you're not good enough. I spent my whole life evaluating and judging and criticizing. And what Christ teaches is that's just unnecessary. We are all loved by God. And so we have to decide today, is that a God that we can accept? That he's going to love others, even others who've hurt us, as much as he loves us. Because God doesn't use his love to punish people who make mistakes or who sin. He doesn't punish them for coming to him late. He accepts that he calls, and when people are ready, they will respond. But we've become so used to, my brothers and sisters, being offended. That's what happened in the parable. The ones who worked all day were offended that those who only worked for an hour got the same thing they did. I liken it to a man who has a vineyard coming into the marketplace and saying, "Do you need food to feed your family today?" And you saying, "Yes." And he's saying, "Then come and work with me." And a little while later saying, "Do you need food to feed your family?" And them saying, "Yes, then come." And at the last hour saying, "Do you need food?" And you say, "Yes, then come." He's providing what we need. The essence of what we need. And we've somehow become offended that we're deserving of more. At the Last Supper, there weren't people who sat higher than other people. Some of them interpreted that they could sit at Jesus' right or left, and that made them better. And he debunked that very quickly. So you and I come here today, and it's decision time. When it comes time to say, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, do you believe in a God who loves all of us equally, who will give everyone the opportunity for eternal life, who will forgive everyone their sins?" When we pray the Our Father, do you believe that the words "Our Father" are true, or is it just "My Father"? Do you believe that when it says he forgives us our sins, that that's true for everybody or just for you? This gospel and this parable challenged people at the time of Jesus, and it challenges us today. We have to be careful that we don't take what we've learned and gotten used to and elevate it to a place where it's what God believes. We're the ones who need a meritocracy. You get what you get because of merit. God doesn't need that. God just loves those he's created. And those of you who are parents understand that. You love your children. You don't decide one is better than another. You love them all because it makes you loving. It's not about what they deserve. None of us would be entitled to anything if it's based on what we deserve. But we've been given the great gift of it being based on God's love for us. And that's what we celebrate this morning. During your prayer this week, challenge yourself to accept and believe in the God who forgives and loves everyone, who's not your personal slave to get back at people who you think have offended you. Give up being offended. We're better than that. We have a greater nature, having been created in God's image. So on this day, may we truly come together to celebrate and believe in and follow the God who loves each one of us immensely and generously. And we too live our week being generous with God's love.